Hi, this is Brendan Leathers from SawigaLive.com. The following is an interview I conducted with George Anderson, the new Decatur County Commissioner for District 1, an area including Attapulgas, when he came by to visit me in Bainbridge on June the 27th, 2014. For more breaking news and interviews, visit SawigaLive.com, SawigaLive.com. Just to talk a little bit about some of your goals that you have you have run and you're going to be a county commissioner in January 2015. So congratulations. And what are some of the issues that you want to tackle?
The first thing I'll talk about is the roads in District 1. Mm-hmm. A lot of the roads in bad condition, and they got a lot of improvement need to be done to them for pavement and for passing. You know, there's a lot of work to be done down there. So that's one of my goals, get on roads in traveling shape, you know.
Okay. The district you represent is primarily Attapulgas and the surrounding area?
Okay. The district I represent, District 1, includes Attapulgas, Powhatan, Faithville, Acravia, Amsterdam. That's my district. That's District 1. It's
okay.
Most one of the biggest districts in the county.
So mainly when you talk about improving roads, there's a lot of dirt roads down there that you'd like to see fixed.
A lot of dirt roads. When it rains, they get muddy, hard to travel. It become a mess when it rains.
Okay. You talk about creating jobs for Decatur County. Of course, Decatur County still has a pretty high unemployment rate in 9-something%. What do you think is something that, you know, maybe the county could look at to try to help increase that?
We look at, we could create jobs for us. Like one job, Seminole Sanitation have, like picking up trash in this area that we can get a business started, get that going. And plus, get with a lot of other different counties and other different communities and see how they do it and try to, bring jobs into Decatur County.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a low unemployment rate instead of high one.
Maybe bring in some new industry and stuff.
New industry. So, there's a lot of improvement need to be done because a lot of people need work and they got to pay bills. So
sure.
We need to do a lot by creating jobs.
One of the issues I've seen listed on your background that you gave me, you said you'd like to set up some programs for the youth of District 1, Southern Decatur County. What's your idea on that?
My idea is that maybe meet with the kids probably maybe once a week on the weekend. Maybe set up basketball games, maybe softball games, teach them a little discipline and motivation, because there's a lot of kids now these days, they're going 19, 18 in prison.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of time on their hands, so if you occupy some of their time and let them know there's more to it than just selling drugs and commit crime, then we might be able to save some of going to prison.
Mm-hmm. And
my goal is to keep them out of trouble, give them something to do, and give them a new outlook on life.
Okay, and that could be something that you might could do, working as a county commissioner. Yeah,
I'm gonna give Attapulgas money. They got a building down there. It's, Union Hall, I can meet right there. We can do a lot of things. Yeah, do something with the kids, because a lot of kids, they got no leadership in their life. Mm-hmm. No guidance, so they need someone like me. I get the other people in the community, mm-hmm. other leaders to help them out.
And you might could help organize some volunteers to help you out with that.
Correct. We could do that also.
Another thing that you mentioned is probably just addressing county employees' issues within the department. What do you mean by that?
Well, the employees might have a problem with pay raises, mm-hmm. have a problem within the department, for the equipment, for any sort of problem.
Just the way things are done, yeah.
So
you'd like to make some of the departments more efficient?
More efficient, and just make sure they got the right type of equipment and the right manpower. They got the stuff to do the correct job with and do the job properly with.
Okay. Let me ask you about something. Of course, one of the issues that the county commissioner's been facing in recent years is the budget. Obviously, we're still kind of in an economic recovery, and part of that's just raising some more revenue. But what are your thoughts on the budget, and how would you like to go about?
Well, in my opinion, there's a lot of few things we don't invest in. We don't waste the money. We look at, different departments, and we look at what we're spending here and spending there, and how much we can cut from the budget. Waste, there's a lot of waste going on. So it's like, one is the lake down here.
The Lake Seminole? Silver Lake, yes, sir.
Silver Lake, one Silver Lake. We spent a lot of money on that, which we wasted a lot of money on that. So a lot of things we can look at by saving money for the county. And that will add to the budget, it helps save money, so you have money to spend on something else, like roads or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you worked with the Decatur County Correctional Institute?
20 years and 8 months.
Okay. Right. And before that, we talked about off the recording that you had spent quite a number of years in the 20-year retired U.S. Army war veteran.
Yes, sir.
Germany, Korea, and then 9 months in Iraq and Saudi Arabia during the first Gulf War, which was Operation Desert.
Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
Okay, gotcha. Desert Shield, Desert Storm. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. It says, I'm just reading off your sheet that you gave me, you're native of Bainbridge. Is that where you grew up, went to high school?
I grew up in Bainbridge, correct, in Vader, Georgia, and north of here, about 15, 20 miles.
So when you were going to school, was it Bainbridge High School?
Bainbridge High.
Okay.
I was the first class, integrated class to graduate from Bainbridge High.
Wow, what year was that?
70-71.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've seen a lot.
I left Hutto and went to Bainbridge High.
Gotcha. So you've seen
my senior year.
A progress in the educational system as well.
Plus, I got a 6-year-old baby girl. She going to West Bainbridge Elementary.
Okay.
Great. Start all over again.
You got four daughters.
Okay. Yeah, my oldest one is Angela. She's 43. My second oldest is George Ellen. She's 38. And I got one that she's going to nursing school. Brittany, she's 22.
Okay.
And my Asia, she's 6.
Okay. Yeah. Great. And it says here you go to St. Thomas Baptist Church in Fowlstown.
Right, St. Thomas, Mississippi Baptist Church, Fowlstown, Georgia.
Okay.
And my pastor's name is Reverend Willie G. Smiley.
Okay. Okay, I know Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, my
pastor. What do you do with the county prison? What's your job?
Well, I'm a captain out there in the prison. I'm responsible for the supervision of officers and inmates and sanitation, make sure the outside ground is kept up. I'm third man in charge.
Okay.
When the warden and deputy warden are gone, I'm in charge, make sure everything is running smoothly. And protection of the public, make sure all the inmates are accounted for.
Okay. Are you technically a state employee or a county employee?
Well, I'm a county employee.
Okay.
For Decatur County.
Okay.
So, I got 20 years there, so maybe in October, so tomorrow October, I'll be retired. My second retirement, which will be from the county.
So you think you're going to be commissioner full time?
So I take office in January. So
you'll have your full time to devote to it then?
Full time. So
okay.
That's my goal. So you know, the problem we got correcting the county as well away.
Well, great. What's the best way for people to contact you, Mr. George, if they have any concerns?
It's 229-243-9093.
Okay.
That's the best way to contact me.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.